Well, Donald Trump's remarkable journey from billionaire developer to Republican Party presidential nominee has come in spite of, or more likely, because of his tendency to speak his mind, even at the risk of offending some people. In fact, throughout his campaign, Trump has waged a rhetorical war on political correctness, as he did in last night's speech.
It is finally time for a straightforward assessment of the state of our nation. I will present the facts plainly and honestly. We cannot afford to be so politically correct anymore.
As Anthony Brooks from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports, it's an attack that delighted and energized many delegates at the RNC.
It's been a long campaign for Donald Trump and a long list of people he's insulted. Among them, Mexicans, Muslims, women, the disabled, the media, even the Pope. Nevertheless, Trump climbed in the polls, baffled political observers, and frustrated his opponents, including Jeb Bush.
Do you want a president that disparages women, Muslims of all kinds, people with disabilities, Hispanics? I mean, we're getting down to about 90% of all people here. I mean, at what point do we say enough of this?
Well, Trump's supporters couldn't get enough of it. It's been clear for months that Trump's unfiltered, blunt style is a political asset. And many delegates here in Cleveland see it as a welcome antidote to what they regard as stifling political correctness. Diana Ploss, a Trump delegate from Massachusetts, says she's one of many drawn to Trump because of his willingness to tell it like it is.
I don't look at what he says as much as the effect that it has, right? And he's gotten a lot of people. Listen, I was a Democrat 2 years ago. I'm now a registered Republican. That says something. I mean, I went 7 months ago, I was a volunteer. Now look, I'm a delegate in the convention. I get chills. Like, give me a break.
On the campaign trail, Trump rarely passes up an opportunity to slam what he sees as an excess of political correctness. Take his encounter with Megyn Kelly of Fox News during a debate last summer.
You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct.
Do you think that this country does suffer from too much political correctness?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's way overboard. Yeah, we're way overboard on political correctness.
This is John Pyle, a delegate from Kansas.
Anybody's comment about Islam terrorism, then everybody takes that wrong because they think it's a major indictment of all Muslims, and that's not it at all. The border, you know, nobody's really against legal immigration. The problem that we're talking and the things that we want to address is illegal immigration.
And so political correctness prevents that conversation from happening, in your view?
I believe so, because, boy, the minute you start talking about the border, they just think you're going way overboard or you're racist once again on another issue.
Pyle originally supported Ted Cruz, but says he welcomes Trump's willingness to speak bluntly about tough issues. But some of the delegates here have a different view.
He'll speak a statement, and the press will say, oh, that's politically incorrect. Then the next day, he'll switch the statement. I think what he is actually losing is truth.
Stephen Bays is a delegate and a Ted Cruz supporter from Central Illinois. He argues that Trump too often uses controversial language to mask an inability to make a coherent argument. Bays says Trump's style of blunt talk wouldn't get him very far in Illinois farm country.
Like if he was a hog farmer, he wouldn't make a good hog farmer.
Now, why not?
Because he doesn't have honesty. He can't focus on the issue of raising those hogs, getting them to market. He's just constantly talking, constantly, constantly. And they say that's his strong point, but I don't think it is.
But Ken Cope, a delegate from Texas, says Trump's straight talk responds to a broad desire across the land.
It's one of the reasons he has 13 million votes.
But Cope says what helped Trump win the nomination this week might not be as effective in the months ahead.
He's going to understand that his words do have effect in a much broader scope than what he ever thought, which means you have to be a little more refined in how you're saying things.
In other words, Trump might benefit from embracing just a little political correctness. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.